The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Aprovisol from BASF, Premium Ag Solutions, Corteva Agrisciences, Sess Vanderhoof, Vive Crop Protection, H&S Manufacturing, and by Syngenta. Sugar beet growers made very good planting progress over the past week from south to north. Southern Minn Beet Sugar Co-op Vice President of Agriculture Todd Giselius expects planting to be almost finished there by this weekend.
Yeah, we're in really, really good shape. As of Monday morning, we were at 95% completed, so we got to be in that 97, 98% done at this point.
MINDAC Farmers Cooperative Vice President of Agriculture Mike Metzger says they are about half planted.
We are sitting about 45% complete, and what that means for an acreage, we're right about that 48,000 acres. In the ground so far.
American Crystal Sugar Company General Agronomist Joe Hastings says American Crystal growers are just getting a good start.
We've got 12,000 acres approximately in the ground. Right now, still two-thirds of that's probably in the Moorhead District, with scatterings throughout all the other four districts as well.
Focus now turns to weed control.
Really, the only weed of concern right now is kochia. And you can really see that stuff pop up, especially on, you know, like the unworked field margins. So keep an eye on the kochia. But the thing you cannot forget about is the water hemp. Water hemp emerges at about 300 growing degree days, and that is coming up here pretty soon. So work with your agriculturalist on getting a pre-emerge herbicide down. That is key.
For the growers that haven't got seed in the ground, Hastings says be aware of disease pressure.
Just do a double check that you've got the right variety for the right impacts in that field as far as disease goes.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Sess Vanderhoof, Vive Crop Protection, Provisol from BASF, Premium Ag Solutions, and Corteva Agrisciences.